So in spite of the heated political debates, accusations and criticisms that had overshadowed the build-up to Prague's first gay and lesbian festival, the Prague Pride Parade passed off largely without incident on Saturday. The parade was the highlight of a five-day festival of tolerance held in the Czech capital, and it was attended by some 7,000 gays and lesbians. Far-right demonstrators had threatened to disrupt the event, but in the end caused only minor disruption as the parade went through the city centre before the crowd gathered for a music festival on Strzelecki Island. Rob Cameron reports on a noisy, colourful, if somewhat controversial day in downtown Prague.
Hello everyone!
A colourful, flamboyant, noisy parade makes its way through the streets of Prague. The sea of rainbow flags and people of all ages and sexual persuasions easily drowning out any voices of protest. At one point, transsexuals dancing on a flatbed truck blew kisses at a small group of far-right skinheads who could do nothing but shake their fists in anger. For these marchers, the event was a celebration and not a political demonstration.
Well, we've come to celebrate life. We've come to celebrate tolerance for everyone.
Yeah, as my friend said, to celebrate tolerance and to have fun.
And have a good time. That's why we're here.
Support love, life and tolerance. That's all we can say.
Is it mostly a good time or is it more about making an important political point?
I think we passed the political, you know, statement. They are important and they have been in the past, and that's why we can be free and celebrate what we are celebrating today. Yes, of course, it's political expression for everyone. So, but we respect that. That's freedom, no? And liberty.
We live in democracy, so we need the tolerance, we need the love, we need the support of all the people, and we are human beings.
Prague Pride, the capital's first gay pride event, might have passed off almost without notice had it not been for the comments of Petr Hájek, senior advisor to the country's conservative president, Václav Klaus. Around a week before the festival began, Mr. Hájek railed against the official support given to it by the city council and described gay people as deviants, kicking off an at times acrimonious debate over what tolerance means. Czeslaw Válek is the director of the festival.
Look, from the beginning we decided as a team that the Prague Pride is basically non-partisan, non-political activity. So as such, we don't want to get involved very deeply into the political discourse. For me personally, statements of Mr. Hájek are marginal, and I think that people should come to Prague Pride to see that we are not a bunch of deviants, that we are just basically people who want to have fun and who want to get to know each other better.
A group of 13 foreign ambassadors later responded to Mr. Hájek's comments by signing an open letter supporting Prague Pride, a response that was swiftly condemned by President Klaus as interference in his country's domestic affairs. He said he fully identified with his advisor's comments, explaining that he was opposed not to homosexuality per se, but homosexualism, a word that left most people scrambling for a dictionary. Indeed, the debate over Prague Pride did at times seem comically semantic. At one point, in his defence of Mr. Hájek, the president claimed the word deviancy was neutral in meaning. But despite the heated debate, the event was deemed a success, and organisers are already talking about a repeat next year.
Well, had the Czech capital ever witnessed anything like that before? I'm not quite so sure.